Sure can. Thank you. Take your liberties.
Okay, David and Joanna Harabedian here, Virtual Church Media. Suzanne, thanks so much. We've got a lot to talk about and get right into it. I'm going to pass the microphone to Joanna because she has a word from the Lord.
So we're going to start out with the shofar, and we're going to start out with the Hebrew blessing unto the Lord, and I'm going to speak it in Hebrew, and it's, "Blessed is the Lord our God, King of the universe. Blessed is your holy name." Vayikanu ami asher nikrashmi alechem vayitpalelu vayivakshu fenai vayashvu v'midar charechem charaim va'nishmaim hashmaim veslach elatatam verepa et aratzam. If my people who are called by my name would repent and turn from their wicked ways and humble themselves, then I will hear from heaven and forgive them their sins and heal their land. Baruch Hashem Adonai Eloheinu Leulam. Baruch Hashem Adonai Eloheinu Leolam. Ani Ohev Otach, Ani Ohev Otach. I love you so, says the Lord, and I'm healing your land. Amen. Deuteronomy 7:6. For you are a holy people to the Lord your God. The Lord your God has chosen you to be a people for himself, a special treasure above all the peoples on the face of the earth. So, Father, we come before you today as your holy people by the blood of the Lamb, by the blood of Yeshua. And we come into agreement and one achad, one accord with your word, Lord, as we come before the throne room to pray. And Lord, we ask now by the power of your Holy Spirit that before we go to pray and petition, that you would now highlight to our hearts any places of fear. Lord, you highlighted the scripture, Romans 8:15, where you did not receive the spirit of bondage, which is slavery, again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption by whom we cry out, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs. Heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if indeed we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together. And so, Lord, today we come and we ask as one achad, one accord, one body of Christ, that you would highlight to us in this moment any place of fear that needs to be laid before the cross before we go into prayer. And I feel like we're to take communion again this week. And so, Lord, I pray now that as we prepare, whether it's water, bread, or if you can't, you're not in a position where you can get that, you just have it by faith. So now, Lord, we ask that you show us by the power of your Holy Spirit where we have operated in any form of fear that has not been pleasing to you. And Holy Spirit, we give you permission to highlight every area, big or small, any stress, anxiety about finances, health, family, and that you would remove every form of deception off of our eyes and off of our hearts in the name of Yeshua, the name of Jesus, as we now prepare to take communion together.
Amen. Lord, we thank you for the body and the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. You said as often as we do this in remembrance of you. And today, Lord, we repent for words that we've spoken against your body, other believers. We come out of agreement for partnering with those thoughts and those words. And we choose now to move into the spirit of intercession. We come out of agreement with accusation. Lord, even where it was true, we repent for speaking against your body instead of speaking to you in intercession to heal your body, the body of Christ, the many members in our body. We repent and come out of agreement for speaking against other denominations, other believers within our own denomination, other people on the planet that believe in you. And we thank you, Father God, for now cleansing us from speaking against your body that we are about to partake. So now, Father, I thank you for cleansing the words, removing the damage that was done, and we release the blessing to the body of Christ, the many-membered body, as we partake of your body that's now clean for us, that brings healing to our body. Let us partake of the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. Take, eat, my body broken for you, that you might have health, healing, wholeness, soundness of mind, healing of finances, healing of fragmented relationships, and full restoration, full sozo, soteria, shalom, nothing missing, nothing broken, and the King of Chaos toppled, and the Prince of Peace established in your life, in your family, in your business, in your ministry, in your prayer time, and in your victory. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. We release soul prosperity, and we thank you, Lord, for forgiving us as we have forgiven others their trespasses, offenses, and harm that they've done. We say clean slate today. Clean slate, fresh beginning, new chapter. It begins today. The power of God restored to your life, the power and the presence restored, the oil of the anointing restored, the oil of gladness restored. I speak restoration of identity. And we take back what the enemy took, and we claim forth the sevenfold return in every area, from the east, the west, the north, and the south. And we thank you, Lord, for remembering us, putting us back together. And as we now partake of your blood that cleanses us from all iniquity, all sin, all transgression, we fully apply the blood of the Lamb to our lives. We fully apply it to the doorpost and the lintels of our life and our home. And we receive your blood shed for us. Clean slate, new beginning, new chapter. Putting those things behind as behind and pressing on to the upward goal which is in Christ Jesus. Let's partake of his blood shed for us. Thank you, Lord, for your blood shed for us. We receive all the benefits of your body and your blood now to our lives and the lives of our bloodline.
Thank you, Lord. And we come into agreement now with your scripture and your word for boldness and for courage, because you are raising up an army of intercessors. Isaiah 41, 10 through 13 says, "So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. All who rage against you will surely be ashamed and disgraced. Those who oppose you will be as nothing and perish. Though you search for your enemies, you will not find them. Those who wage war against you will be as nothing at all. For I am the Lord your God, who takes hold of your right hand. And to you I say, do not fear, I will help you." And so, Lord, we also thank you for Isaiah 43, 25 through 26. "I, even I, says the Lord, am he who blots out your transgressions for my own sake, and I will not remember your sins. Put me in remembrance, and let us contend together. State your case, that you may be acquitted." So today, Lord, we come before the throne room of heaven. We are sanctified and cleansed by the blood of the Lamb, and we state our case before you today in our prayers and our supplications. And we thank you, Lord God, for hearing our prayers. So we bring Israel before you today, Lord, your land, your holy people that you have chosen to be a people, and we are consecrated and grafted in with them, Lord, through the blood of Jesus. So, Lord, today we pray that you would now release your strength, your power, your glory, your mercy, Lord God, over the people of Israel. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem, Lord. We pray, Father, for the blind eyes to be opened and the scales to be removed off of their eyes. We pray for deaf ears to be opened and that the earplugs would be removed, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Right now, I just call forth deaf ears. I command the anvil, the stirrup, and the hammer to be recalibrated under the sound of my voice in Jesus' name and by the power of the Holy Ghost. I command the hairs and the cochlea fluid in your body to be regenerated right now under the sound of my voice. There's some people that are hearing this right now. This is not planned, but I see hearing aids, and if you'll pop them out, I see the Lord now removing that problem. I break off trauma in the name of Jesus Christ. Trauma, go from them. I now unwind that which has been done in your life to try to make you a Titan ball, and I now speak for you to bud, blossom, and to bring forth almonds again in your season. I declare you're a tree of righteousness, a planting of the Lord. I declare that you bear fruit 12 months a year, and your leaves are for the healing of the nations. I declare you are what the Lord says you are, a tree of righteousness. Trees of righteousness, rise up, planted by the waters.
Father, we thank you, Lord God, that you are raising us up as intercessors. And Lord, we thank you. You have called us from the far ends of the earth, and you have breathed your breath of life into our bodies, and you are raising us up for such a time as this. And so, Lord, I pray now, I thank you that you would help us now to be strengthened by your word, by your Holy Spirit. And I thank you now, Lord, that if we have repented of fear, that you now would give us a boldness and a fire that we've never known, Lord God, that we will not just be silent, but we will speak the word of the Lord. We will pray the word of the Lord. We will take action, Lord, just as the children of Israel had to possess the land in Israel, the promised land. They had to take action. So, Father, we thank you now for giving us what we need, Lord, and we petition heaven for everything that we need to take action in all the ways that are needed, Lord God, as they are highlighted, as they are revealed, in the name of Jesus.
We speak a divine ignition of the fire of God in your life. I speak the word, fire of God, ignite in the hearts. Let it be like a fire shut up in their bones like Jeremiah had. I call forth divine ignition of the Lord, of the fire of God. I thank you for the angels of fire that are releasing fresh tongues of fire. Stir up the gift that's within you through the laying on of hands. Stir up the gift. Fan the flame of the fire. I speak fresh fire and oil to burn the lamp, praying in the Spirit.
Yes, Lord. And Isaiah 41:11 says, behold, all those who were incensed against you, they shall be ashamed and disgraced. They shall be as nothing. And those who strive with you shall perish. So, Lord, we thank you, Father God, for your word. And we send forth your word for Israel and for America on behalf of our families and all of their families, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that their enemies shall be as nothing, that those who strive against your people, that they shall perish, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you. Your word says in verse 12, you shall seek them and not find them, those who contended with you. Those who war against you shall be as nothing, as a non-existent thing. For I, the Lord your God, will hold your right hand, saying to you, fear not, I will help you. Fear not, you worm Jacob, you men of Israel. I will help you, says the Lord, and your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. Behold, verse 15, I will make you into a new threshing sledge with sharp teeth. You shall thresh the mountains and beat them small, and make the hills like chaff. You shall winnow them, and the wind shall carry them away, and the whirlwind shall scatter them. You shall rejoice in the Lord and the glory in the Holy One of Israel. And so, Father, we pray now that you, Lord, would move your Spirit into your people, that you would move your Spirit into Israel, Lord God, your Holy Spirit, to awaken them, Lord God, to strengthen them, Lord God, to help them, Lord God, and to all those who cry out to Abba, Father, that you answer them. We thank you, Lord, that you answer them. Father, we also pray, Father, for all of these people that are rising up in the spirit of Antichrist, Lord God, and that you would now cause that Antichrist spirit who is contending with us to make it as nothing, Lord God, that it would not strive to succeed any further in the name of Jesus, that all these kids who are marching in the universities, Lord God, that they are deceived, that you would now release your spirit of truth and your spirit of love, Lord God, to touch them, to open their eyes, to heal them, Lord God, to cause that deception to be broken. So, Father, we pray for that this deception and this violence to be broken that has risen up in Israel and all around the world and in America, Lord God, and that you would strike it down in the mighty name of Jesus.
And, Lord, we embrace your word in Psalms 119, 165. This verse has been burning in my spirit as Joanna began to sing in Hebrew. Psalms 119, 165, great peace, great shalom have they which love thy law, love the word of God, and nothing shall offend them. And today I would encourage you just to ask the Lord to show you any area where you've been offended. And I want to lovingly share, if you have an offense problem, biblically, we have a love problem with the Word of God. And I know that may be shocking, it may be, confrontational, but great shalom have they which love the Word of God, the law of God, and nothing shall offend them. Blessed are those who are not offended in me. So I would encourage you to come out of agreement with offense. But you don't know what they've done to me. You don't know what they did to Jesus. Yes, we do. Forgive them, Lord. They know not what they do, he said. And when Stephen was being stoned to death, he said, I see the Lord standing at the right hand of God. Lord, do not charge them with this sin. So today we come out of agreement with offense. We forgive others that we also might experience that forgiveness, healing, restoration. I break off this spirit of offense off of your life that's built a fence, and we remove the offense. We command the fence to come down. And we now release the glory of God to shine out of you like Peter's shadow to begin to heal the sick and to cast out devils and to set things in divine order through proclamation and prayer. There's two sides to spiritual warfare. One is intercession, praying to God. The other is speaking against the enemy's plans. So we have to have the vertical relationship in intercession and get the strategies of heaven. Then we have authority with the rhema to rebuke the enemy and to drive back the powers of darkness with the strategies of heaven. So, Father, I thank you for giving us a heart of intercession that we might have that vertical relationship with you, submitted unto the Lord, that we might then resist the enemy and he might flee. Thank you, Lord, for wisdom, wisdom, wisdom.
And yes, Lord, we ask that you would also give us a greater depth and understanding of wisdom of your armor. And so, Father, we thank you for the armor in Ephesians chapter 6, 12 through 22. We thank you, Lord God, for the helmet of salvation. We thank you, Lord God, for the breastplate of righteousness. We thank you, Lord God, for the shield of faith. We thank you, Lord God, for the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, sharper than any double-edged sword. We thank you, Lord God, for the belt of truth buckled around our waist. We thank you, Lord God, for the gospel of peace upon our feet, that we walk in that peace wherever we go, in the name of Jesus. And so, Lord, I thank you that these are the weapons of our warfare in your scripture. And now, Lord, I ask that you teach us how to wield these weapons of warfare in the spirit realm, Lord God, with the armor of God. And I thank you, Lord God, that we also have the glory of God, the favor of God that surrounds us. And I thank you, Lord God, now that as we wield the word of God, it is going forth as you are teaching us to go into greater intercession, into the Holy of Holies, with a cleansed heart, with a cleansed soul, with a cleansed mind, in the name of Jesus, so that we can now be effective prayer warriors who release a wall of fire of intercession. And Lord God, it's this intercession that we pray together, Lord God, that releases the fire unto heaven, Lord God, and begins to move things on the earth. We can't move things on the earth without moving things in the spirit realm. So now, Lord, I thank you that you are maturing us. Take us supernaturally into a mature spiritual knowledge and wisdom and understanding of the deeper revelations on how to pray.
And I want to share that there's a seventh piece of armor in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10 through 18. And you see it mirrored after the Roman soldiers that carried a seventh piece of armor. They had the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the belt of truth, their feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, the breastplate of righteousness, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And as you look in the Roman culture of that day that this was modeled after, there was a seventh piece of armor, and that's what this call is about, and that's what you're called to use behind the scenes. It's called the javelin of intercession. And a Roman soldier would not just carry those six pieces of armor, they'd have a seventh one, which would be a javelin. And at 20 to 30 paces off, when they would approach their enemy, they would grab the javelin out of its holster off their back, and they would throw it at the enemy. It was a free shot from a distance. And if they would hit their enemy, it would fell their enemy, impaling them, and they would be able to go finish that enemy off effortlessly with ground-level warfare. And this is what I would say. More intercession, you can fell the enemy before you arrive on the scene in the natural for healing or deliverance or conversation, for communication, for empowerment. And if you'll use your God-given javelin or lance of intercession, intercessory prayer, you have a free shot at the enemy before you arrive on the scene, and you can fell the enemy. There's an eighth piece of armor, and it's found in Isaiah 58, 8b. Seven is completion. Eight is new beginning. 7 days in a week, the eighth day of the week, is the first day of the next week. It's a new chapter. And if you'll begin to operate in this rear armor, the glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard, Isaiah 58:8b. And in this chapter, it's about fasting. Then your light will break forth like the dawn, like the noonday. You'll hear a voice in your ear saying, here's the way, walk ye in it. You'll have a heart of mercy, is it not, to deal thy bread to the hungry, Isaiah 58:7. That thou may bring the poor that are cast out into thy house. When you seest the naked, thou shalt cover him, and you will not hide yourself from your own flesh. Then shall your light break forth as the morning, and thine healing shall spring forth speedily, and your righteousness shall go before you, and the glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard. Ask the Lord how you're to begin to fast and do pushaways from the table. Some of you may be on medication. Some of you may have issues where you can't fast long times. Fast TV, fast certain things, fast sugar, fast coffee, whatever it is that you're able to start. And God will begin to bring healing into your body, begin to restore the voice of the Lord to hear him clearly, begin to show you how to share mercy with other people. And as you do that, you'll be able to go longer times in prayer and fasting. You don't go run a marathon right off the bat. You start slow, but eventually you pick up, and it's consistency. The difference between a successful person and an unsuccessful person is often this. The successful person does daily what the unsuccessful person does only occasionally. God's called you to be victorious and successful, and we'll either operate in discipline or will suffer regret. So we come out of agreement with an undisciplined spirit, and we say, Lord, grant us a divine discipline of consistency that we might have victory on every side. I declare victory and divine empowerment for obedience in anything the Lord speaks to you in the wee hours of the night for intercession, to get up and write down a dream with interpretation, to intercede for somebody, or to go and do the will of God and share the gospel of good news of his kingdom.
Yes, Lord. Father, as we wrap up the prayer, we thank you now, Lord, for your spirit going through us as we go out and we release your word, Peter's shadow, Lord God. And Father, we conclude with praying for the leaders of our nation. We pray for President Trump, that he will only go where he is called to go, that he will only, and our leaders, all the leaders, and the leaders in Israel, Lord God, all of our leaders in every place, Father God, we pray now that the ones who stand for righteousness, you would strengthen them. You would cause them to hear the word of the Lord, to only go this way that you tell them and that way. And Lord God, and anyone that is not of you, that they will be removed and completely removed from their position, Lord God, and replaced with the person of righteousness. And the Lord spoke to me, Ezekiel 37. In Ezekiel 37, chapter verse 9, it says, "And he said to me, prophesy to the breath, prophesy, son of man, and say to the breath, thus saith the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe on these slain, that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and breath came into them, and they lived, and stood upon their feet, an exceedingly great army." You see, the body of Christ in Israel, we have been slain by the enemy in this last season, and we have become sick, and we have fallen away. And so the Lord is prophesying to us now for us to be, for, to live. So we declare now that we stand up and we live because of your breath, Lord God, your ruach, your breath flows through us. So, Lord, I thank you, Father, now that as we close this out, your spirit is blowing through us. Your spirit is causing us to rise up and become an exceedingly great army of the Lord God, who we serve and who we love. And we thank you and we praise you today. And we just declare now in verse 11, and then he said to me, "Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. They indeed say, our bones are dry and our hope is lost and we ourselves are cut off. Therefore prophesy to them, thus says the Lord God, behold, my people, I will open your graves. I will cause you to come out from your graves and I will bring you into the land of Israel." And thank you now, Lord God, that you are opening the graves. And I thank you now, Lord, that we shall know that you are the Lord our God who has opened them and that we are your people. Israel is your people and you have brought us out. And we thank you now, Lord, that you will put your spirit in us and you will strengthen us and we shall live and we shall place you, Lord God, in our hearts above all things. And then we shall know that you are God and you have performed this and you have spoken it. So we release your word into the atmosphere today. And we thank you that the blood of Jesus empowers us to be able to do this. It is not by might nor by power, but by your spirit. And so we cover everyone now. We cover our families and our country, Lord God, in Israel, in the blood of the Lamb. And we just cry out, Lord God, for the peace of Jerusalem. And we thank you now, Lord, for victory, 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 in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. As we hand this call back over, I saw the Lord healing a person's liver. And I just saw the liver being regenerated and restored. That's you. It's your hour.
Amen.
Amen and amen. Wow, the Ruha of the living God, the breath of the living God has blown afresh on each and every one of us this morning. And again, David and Johanna, you know, I got a text yesterday saying that the Christian leaders and the rabbis are calling for this day to be a day of really, you know, again, crying out to God and praying. As we're closing the line, can you pray that the eyes of the rabbis, the Jewish people, the Lord said that Israel will be saved, that their eyes will be open to know and see their Messiah, that their ears will be open to hear the word of the Lord. And praying also for the Palestinians and for the terrorists, you know, that their eyes will be open, that they will have visions and dreams, that the Lord will show up in their bedrooms, will show up and reveal to them, you know, because it's not the Lord's will for any to perish. And we just pray, you know, that their eyes will be open too. But obviously, you know, we know that we're not wrestling with flesh and blood, but we're wrestling with principalities and powers, and we do have authority over that. Also, Dr. Linda, a couple days ago, told me as she led prayer a couple days ago that they were able to intercept coming into our borders, our southern borders, people that were coming in with explosives, and that, you know, that even these people that are in our land already with explosives or missiles even going into Israel, whatever, that you know, with the Ruha of God, that the power of agreement as our words go into the atmosphere, that these rockets and these these explosives that are trying to come into the United States of America and that are already in, that they will sizzle out and be as nothing, and that the plans of the enemy will be exposed, that total confusion into the camp of the enemy. So God's plan for his glory from north to south, east and west, as the waters cover the sea with his glory, will be established in this last move of God before we see him soon face to face. Thank you, David and Johanna. If you can just pray real quickly into that as we close the line.
Amen. Lord, I thank you for removing the mind-blinding spirit who's blinded the minds of those that are perishing, that they cannot see the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ. And Lord, I thank you for reminding me of the network that we were on a broadcast years ago during ISIS days as they were beheading people and putting them on TV. And Lord, you caused rabbit ears on satellite to go into the Middle East on that platform you had given us. And there was a man who was the videographer, and he was getting ready to go out with his team and behead 15 additional families. And he was arrested through satellite on rabbit ears on that small TV by your love. And he called in on that international prayer line, and he gave his life to Jesus. And he came out of agreement. He didn't go that day. And 15 families' lives were spared. We pray this same type of miracle, saving, divine intervention, anointing that would pull people out,
yes,
of wickedness, pull them out of that murderous spirit as Saul was still breathing out murderous threats. I thank you, Lord, that you met Saul on the road to Damascus in response to Stephen's prayer, Lord, do not charge him with this sin, as they were belting him and pelting him with stones. And Jesus, you met him on the road to Damascus in response to your martyr's prayers. And you changed a man as you knocked him off his high horse of pride and blinded him by the light. And then you anointed him to write 2/3 of the New Testament. Lord, we pray for Book of Acts miracle salvations on those that are breathing out murderous threats of Hamas, Hezbollah, Syria, Lebanon, Iran. And we call forth the Prince of Peace to meet them on their road to Damascus and set them free and subvert and remove the plan of the enemy and replace it with the plan of God Almighty in Jesus' mighty name.
Yes, Lord, we thank you for opening the eyes of the rabbis, Lord, the leaders of Israel, Lord, as they are now seeking to pray. And I thank you now, Lord, for giving them a divine encounter with you. And every person in Israel and Palestine who is hurting, Lord God, that they will see you, that they will have a divine encounter with you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, and that they will be transformed to walk in the destiny and their true calling that you have for them, Lord God, to change the world for good and not for evil, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Yeshua. Amen.
And again, can you just pray for our borders? Because like I said, you know,
yes.
Belinda just said that explosives were coming in and they were able to intercept it and keep them from coming in to our land, and so that we don't have war coming in.
Yeah, I was just saying something. So, Father, we thank you now for commissioning warrior angels according to Psalm 91. We send forth the warrior angels to the borders, and every location, every tunnel, every border, every open door, Lord God, every cell group, Lord God, we pray the cell groups that are already here will be contained, that your angels will surround them, that they will not be allowed to manifest, and that all plans of evil would be intercepted, Lord. And we thank you for the divine interception, Lord God, that just happened. And now we pray for more. And we pray for the security of our borders, Lord God, and our land, and our country, and our towns, and our cities, and our communities, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we send forth divine interception right now. We wish your fire in the tunnels. We pray that the tunnels will be shut down, Lord God, where the enemy is coming in and out through it. We pray that it will be shut down right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we pray that you will arrest, Father, and you will thwart, and you will stop all the evil in Jesus' name.
We command everything to fizzle and to be foiled, to be exposed, to be uprooted and destroyed by the Lord without harm or incident against our civilian population. Father, I thank you for going in every plant that's not been planted by our Heavenly Father in accordance with Matthew 15:13. We pluck it out of our nation and we replace it with the sure word of the Lord. And our friends Barry and Batya Siegel with Liran are over and they have Vision for Israel. And if you want to support and where food and supplies get to the right people, you can go to visionforisrael.com. They've been in ministry 26 years, and Suzanne knows them. They're very, very reputable. And I just felt prompted to share their link.
Thank you so much. And we speak divine covering and protection as we are pulling you into our governmental family with this prayer line. We just cover you, David and Johanna, with the blood of the Lamb. And we just thank you, and we decree that no weapon that's trying to be formed against you or your ministry, your family, or those on this line and those that are connected to the front, it will not prosper. And we just release the shalom of God and his assignment in and on you in a deeper place. And God, we thank God for you and thank you again for coming on this line. Dr. Linda, I'm going to let you take over because I know you're going to want them to share, you know, how people can contact David and Johanna. Go ahead, Dr. Linda.
Good morning. God bless you. What an incredible call this morning. And I just feel such strength has been released for the pastors and leaders and intercessors who show up faithfully every day on this call. Johanna and David, thank you so much for coming on. What a gift you are to the body of Christ. And we say yes and amen to everything that's been released this morning. If you would share with them the best way for folks who are on the call, they come on from around the nation, Canada, Puerto Rico, Hawaii, share with them how they can connect with your ministry.
Thank you, Pastor Linda. So virtualchurchmedia.com, virtual, V-I-R-T-U-A-L, virtualchurchmedia.com. And that's all of our contact information there. We also have a mobile app that's very robust, paid for by the friends and partners of Virtual Church Media, that has a Bible, one-year Bible reading program. Joanna's music is on there, podcast. Some of my books are available there at no cost. And also our TV broadcast is archived on there. Very robust app, and you can also share it. VirtualChurchMedia.com. And David and Johanna Harabedian, Dr. David and Johanna Harabedian.
And it's an honor to be here. We're so blessed to be with everyone and pray. Thank you for having us.
Thank you, Suzanne.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Well, let me give you the replay number for the call today. And, of course, this will be posted. Once it's posted, we're going to ask you to like and share it. And we want others, because we know some can't get on live, and so others will listen to this call later. And so we want people to be encouraged. We want them to stay faithful on the wall of prayer, praying for the nations, praying for the things that are on God's heart. And so the replay number for the call today is 202-926-1032. The access code is 988-990-pound, and the reference code is 2336-pound. If you would take that reference code and text that to 30 or 40 people, because, again, people need to be encouraged. Some sit and watch, you know, these media outlets, and they just get overwhelmed. And so we encourage you to share this. Also today, as you know, we're fasting and praying for Israel, praying for the nation, and just believing that as we pray, we're going to see Hamas' heart turn. We're going to see the devastation end, and that the Lord, in Zechariah 2:5, it says that he will be a wall of fire around Israel in his glory. And so we're asking the Lord in all of this that his glory would be revealed and lives will be transformed. And so continue to fast and pray today. And we just thank God for each one of you for your faithfulness. Pastor Suzanne, thank you for the leader that you are. And Johanna and David, thank you so much for coming on and being a part of this governmental call. Chuck Pierce said a couple of years ago he didn't see it ending, and I think we know why now, because we've got some work to do. So, God bless.
Amen. Dr. Linda, could you repeat the replay number one more time?
Absolutely. 202 926-1032. The access code is 988-990#, and the reference code is 2336. Also, I can text this or email this. I'll send the link to Pastor Suzanne, and she can forward it to you. So if you want to upload it for your site, but we also will be posted on Facebook also today.
Perfect. Thank you.
You are welcome. Well, again, have an amazing day in Jesus, Lord willing. We will see you back on the call at 8:50 a.m. Eastern Standard Time tomorrow. God bless you.